Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining the midweek special. Happy New Year. This is where we talk home improvement, and this midweek special is basically our little show here in the middle of the week talking about, well, what didn't make it into last week's show and what's not making it into this weekend's show. We've got a lot of stuff going on right now, and me personally, it's been great. I am actually broadcasting live from the new house right now because, it's New Year's Day. And I have got a ton of projects I'm going to be working on today. One of them is going to be just getting some organization going because we had the moving trucks and everything else, which means I got tons of boxes, which means now that my panel installation is complete, I can actually start doing stuff in the garage and getting up the whole new home studio that's going to be going on there. So we've got all our sign-offs correct and off we go. So that's going to be what I'm going to be doing the next few days. Of course, working, doing radio stuff as well, but we're going to be jamming into getting some projects done. I've got a lot of different stuff. I got some kitchen cabin installation going in today as well. So we're going to have a great New Year's Day. And, might have mixed a little bit of mimosas in this morning as well. Well, we've got a lot of good things happening with Around the House, and I just wanted to share those. We're going to have a lot of great guests coming up here in January and February. I'm going to be on the road a little bit, which means I'm going to get to bring in some new interviews with some great people out there. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be getting on the schedule here, our electrical show. I want to do one where we're going to be talking electrical questions, including technology and some of the things that you got to be taking a peek with. And hey, take a look on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. You'll see how scary my electrical panel was this last week when we swapped it out. Didn't realize it until the lineman came in. And you can look at that on Facebook, see the pictures on that. That ended up going sideways as far as how close we were to having an electrical fire out there. So it's one of those things that we got to be really careful with, especially out there if you've got that older service line coming in, and more importantly, that old electrical panel that could cause problems. Mine, I had a wire coming in where it was going into the weatherhead that was rotted out, that was starting to arc or cross with the neutral, and it was creating enough resistance with that it was starting to crack the main panel bus Bakelite stuff around the around where the wire connects to the back of the panel, and that was very close to a fire. And you can see the pictures up on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. Hey, if you've got home improvement questions, I want to see what you've got going on. I'm going to put a Facebook post up for New Year's today. Make sure you jump on that and comment on what projects you plan on doing here for 2020. Curious to see what things people are going to tackle and what you might want to talk about as well. And let's do that. That's going to be a fun one here in 2020. I think there's a lot of projects going on that people are going to be trying to tackle. Let's see what you're working on. And then take a look too out there. There's a lot of new different laws out there that are coming into place with your home when you're doing, you know, there's a certain, I've heard discussions that certain areas and electrical rules are changing. I know in a couple of weeks, the demolition rules are changing in Portland. Keep an eye out and see from your local building department if you're doing home improvement projects. Jump on their website and see what local state laws are changing to make sure that you're up with current code. That's for all you contractors out there as well. And then be careful of all the weather out there across the country. I know there's lots of different snow here in the Northwest. It's pretty nice. Woke up this morning to 50 degrees and between rain showers. So going to be a good time to go outside here in a few minutes and get some outside stuff done before the rain comes back again. I know people have different weather across the country. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling this year. So if you're in Las Vegas in June, if you're in Boston in February, and King of Prussia, Pennsylvania in March, I'll be around. So make sure and shoot me a message over there on Around the House with Eric G. And let's see if we can say hi at least while I'm out and around. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy New Year. Enjoy the day today. Slow it down a little bit and enjoy that family and friends, and maybe even drink some water and nurse that hangover from that great party you were at last night. Or like us, we're sitting on the couch just relaxing, taking that much needed break. All right, everybody, we'll see you this weekend on the radio, and tune in tomorrow for my Around the Toolbox special for the first one of 2020. All right, everybody, have a great week. We'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.